guests again next time on Viewpoint. As we
the views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, tell me what's happening as far as your business is concerned. Melody basically sells gold and silver. She does support Radio Liberty, and we support her. We get all sorts of wonderful reports from our listeners who've done business with her. But what's happening? Is the business up, down, or sort of sideways?
Well, I think it's absolutely crazy is really what's going on in the market.
Crazy?
Absolutely crazy.
Well, tell us what, I mean, certainly, are you able to get the gold and silver now? Is it becoming, we're hearing all sorts of rumors that, it's sometimes very hard to get some of the products.
It is. And I always said, one day we're going to wake up, we're going to have extremely high prices, and products will disappear in thin air, and that's exactly what has happened. Sure, there was always reports here and there throughout the years, but this is what it really means. What's happening is we really are low on product. Everybody is searching, you know, buyers have it in the morning and it's gone within 10 minutes. So there's a lot of promises on delivery of coins, and people do have to be careful because some of these deliveries can be 3, 4, maybe even 5 weeks out because the product isn't in, and particularly the bullion product. So I recommend that people should at least buy the items that can have immediate delivery. And by immediate delivery, I mean, you know, through the normal process of making the orders, payment received, and then getting shipped out, you know, within that 15 to 20 days process.
Well, now, what about bags of junk silver, 90% silver? Are they still available?
The premiums are very, very high. One minute you can have them, the next minute you don't have them. The bid price on bags are like $2 over spot, so retail price on 90% bags would be considerably higher. I've even heard reports of bags selling as high as $18,000. So I think that's a little extreme, and again, I believe people need to look to the value of things when you're looking to buy something. And we are really at a point in time, folks, where, you know, the choices are gone. You can't be picky anymore. And yet I have a lot of people did not buy because we didn't have the product that they wanted. And to me, I think they go and they still have their cash, and that's probably the worst thing that you can do.
Right now, of course, I mean, people are beginning to realize that the whole world financial system is beginning to break down. The whole world monetary system is beginning to break down. Our government is churning out money like it just can't believe. I mean, certainly the $700 billion bailout of a week ago Monday became the $850 billion bailout, you know, as of Friday. And of course, we've given something like a trillion and a half dollars to European banks, lent it to them, and so they put out another $1 trillion to our various financial institutions over and above this $850 billion. And, you know, we were talking about $850 billion, that's almost a trillion. And then, of course, they've taken on the $5 trillion of responsibilities of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and AIG. They gave them $85 billion, and then they're going to give them another $36 billion. And, you know, $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there, and pretty soon you're talking about worthless money. just like it is over in Zimbabwe, where we installed the Marxist dictator there, and we may be installing a new Marxist dictator here for the way things are looking. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cedars from right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, certainly, what do you hear as you have your ear to the ground as far as what's going on? I mean, we hear, you know, that the whole world financial system is beginning to come down. What are you hearing?
Well, exactly the same thing. I mean, there's complete insanity out there, and every time any of these central governments try to do anything, it really doesn't work. It only makes the problem more severe because they're really not attaching or attacking the real problem. And I think we're going to see major changes. What concerns me is we are going into a three-day weekend, and I believe, not 100% sure, but I believe there's a G7 meeting going on this weekend. So if that's the case, I expect, you know, some fundamental changes coming out of that, and because they need to get together and help stem the bleeding that's going around. But it's all by design. It's all by agenda. It's all part of their plan. And, you know, I hear comments where, one person will say, well, you know, this will put the elitists behind and so forth. And it's like, folks, they are in control of exactly what they're doing. And, this is their plan. This is their agenda. And they will bring all nations down to the same level. They will steal everyone's wealth and to continue and to promote their agenda. So they're on track. And so many people... they're in shock. It's a lot of repeat customers that are purchasing. They're continuing to take all the cash that they can have out of the markets, out of all the accounts that they have. They're canceling their IRAs. They're canceling their annuities. They're getting the cash that they can get because they know where this is headed. Everyone will lose everything that they have, anything that they saved. And, it's a very emotional, and Dr. Sam, we've been talking about this for, how long have you been talking about it? We've been talking about it for 15 years or so, and, you know, it's like now it is happening. And it's certainly also sad to see that how the country is, pretty much changing. And it was interesting, I don't know if you saw the clip, but McCain was having a town hall meeting. And a gentleman stood up and he says, I'm not upset about the what's happening to Wall Street. He says, but this country is being taken over by socialists. And they did not show, at least I didn't see the clip, if McCain responded or how he responded, but the man showed outrage. And so this is filtering down to the people who we thought were sleeping. And I do believe that they are waking up and seeing what's going on.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You hang on there for just a minute. And... Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Melody was just commenting how so many of her customers, are certainly are doing everything they can to protect themselves. Those who, who listen to Melody, who listen to us for a long time, have gotten their money out of the stock market, have gotten their money out of their retirement funds and their 401ks, and put it into something of inherent value. Because, ladies and gentlemen, most people are going to lose most of what they have. Even Cramer, who is one of the very dramatic people that they have up, I've forgotten whether he's on one of the television programs, and he always, of course, is very verbose and very dramatic, but he's really quieted down quite a bit and said, get your money out of the stock market and keep it out of the stock market. And anybody who understands what's going on, because during the last few days it's been pretty obvious that the stock market is going down. I mean, it was down, over 600 points, 680 points, something like that today, and down 300, 500 points yesterday and 300 points the day before that. And you have to understand that Well, we're going to get down to about 7,000. And, of course, most of the people have got their money in the stock market are going to lose it. But people don't understand that it's more than just the money. There's nothing behind the money. And they're going to destroy the value of our currency. With that, they destroy the value of the annuities and the bank deposits and certainly the bonds, anything that is denominated, the pension funds. They're all going to be wiped out. And people say that could never happen in America. And I would ask, why not? Certainly with fiscal irresponsibility, it's happened all over the world. The government we installed in Rhodesia now has a 10.5 million percent a year inflation. I mean, you know, a month ago it was 2.5 million percent a year inflation. Now it's up to 10% a year inflation. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that was just sort of a trial. Will we ever get that bad here? I hope and pray we don't, but certainly they're doing everything they can to massively create money out of nothing. Nobody's ever asked, where is this $850 billion that they're going to spend? Where is it going to come from? You have to understand, it took the founding fathers of America and then the people who succeeded them 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. That's from 1789 until the year 1980. $1 trillion in debt over that 200 years. On last Friday, the Senate and the House of Representatives, in their wisdom, increased the national debt almost $1 trillion, about $850 billion. That's almost $1 trillion in one single day. We don't have any money. The government is having to borrow money every day to pay its bills. Where is the money coming from? Where is the trillion to trillion and a half dollars we gave to European central banks to try to stabilize their systems coming from? Where is the money that we've given, of course, to AIG? We've given them $85 billion plus another $36 billion within the last 2 weeks. Where is the money coming from? And they're simply creating it out of nothing, and down the line this is going to be highly inflationary. Do you think most people understand that, Melody?
I'm not so sure. I think they relate more to things a little bit more personal, or how it's related to them. They know something's wrong, and I'm not sure they understand that. I'm asked on a daily basis to explain. They don't understand how, you know, and when it's so simply explained, you know, that they believe it needs to be more complicated. And it is as simple as that. I mean, surely there's a lot of programs in the systems that they've created that are far more complicated. But it really comes down to that, and it comes down to the monetary supply and not being backed by gold and silver, by not having a currency that is attached to something like gold, because gold is the long-term currency and has no liabilities, and it always will be. And I think we'll eventually and very soon see the breakaway from the paper trading in gold, and we'll certainly see gold continue its rise in some very dramatic ways.
And
coin prices have been unbelievable. I mean, I did some comparisons, and gold has been up since like the when we hit the low of 750. So we have 750, 850. So we have gold up, what, $140, $150. And coin prices, the majority of them are up over $500, $600 because of the supply and demand factor. They're just gone. And they have difficulty in bringing them over from Europe. There's also a freeze. And not only that, you have this credit situation. So these huge wholesalers, you know, the biggest in the country, you know, they're also being affected by their banks. And, you know, along with their credit lines and so forth. So it's changing, and it is affecting, and it will affect each and every one of us.
Well, what you're basically saying then is the banks aren't going to be loaning or giving a line of credit to the coin dealers who depend on credit. They get the credit, they buy the coins, they sell them to you, you pay them, they pay the bank back. But and if they can't borrow the money, then they're not going to be able to buy the coins to get to you. Is this what you're suggesting?
To some degree it is, yes, exactly. I mean, they've been with these banks for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, so, you know, and of course the one industry now that's doing extremely well. So, you know, they don't have exactly all the same problems as everything else. But it does filter down, and each and every one gets affected by it. And just like on gold bullion coins, there's people out there that are requiring an immediate payment prior to locking in prices because of the wholesalers. You know, the demand is so high, and the product is so thin. And I guess the Treasury also has run out of the half-ounce, quarter-ounce, and the one-tenth-ounce pieces, and they're not going to produce them until probably 2009. So, again, that puts additional pressure on product and the availability, and the demand has been extremely high.
And I think, of course, you have to understand that all the European central banks are in trouble. Some are in more trouble than others. The German central bank is having to put up something like $400 billion for one of their large savings and loan, I think it's called HIPPO. Question is, are they going to be able to save this $400 billion savings and loan? The Fortis Bank of Denmark is in real trouble, and it's going to have to be sold. The English Central Bank is trying to lower interest rates, in fact, within the last couple of days. Why, of course, a number of central banks, the United States Fed Bank, which, of course, is a privately owned central bank, contrary to everything you've ever been told, the English Central Bank, a privately owned central bank, and central banks in Italy and in Spain and a number of places on the continent, all in concert cut their key interest rate about 0.5% within the last couple of days in an effort to try to free up funds, and nothing's working. President Bush keeps assuring us that he's going to do something, but what's President Bush going to do? He's simply a front for the people who control the monetary system of the world, the powerful and the elite. And, of course, he's going to put on a good show. They're going to get together all the central bankers from the G7 countries, and that's, of course, the United States and I believe Canada and Australia and I think perhaps New Zealand. But certainly we know that Germany, France, and Italy are involved in the G7. And they're going to try to come up with something, but maybe Japan's in the G7 and perhaps. But people have to understand that there is no way you're going to do it because suddenly fear has taken over. And of course, the commercial bank, commercial paper is a problem. It can't mobilize commercial paper. Certainly various funds that they have out there, they're just not lending at all. So then the stock market is falling, and in fact, many people have their money in hedge funds, and they were making 30% a year, 40% a year. Now they can't get their money out of the hedge funds. They just won't give it back to them. So the money markets are getting into trouble. All of the various components of the monetary system are beginning to fall apart. And the average individual goes to work every day and doesn't understand that the wonderful world we've lived in is coming to an end because it's all built upon credit. It's all built upon phony money. It's all built upon an illusion and a delusion. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question for Melody, want to know what's going on, this is a great time to ask it. And because we know that the Chinese stock market is down almost 50%. And stock markets throughout the whole world are simply crumbling, as is the stock market here in the United States. And people don't understand that this was the obvious intent of the people who brought about this whole crisis. This did not happen by accident. It happened by intent, because for some reason at this time in history, why, of course, they're intent upon undermining the very fabric of the monetary system that they put together. It's worked amazingly well. But, of course, they knew it would happen when they encouraged people to buy these alternate rate mortgages. Certainly they knew it was going to happen with the subprime crisis, selling houses to people who couldn't afford them. They knew it was going to happen. As they ran the price of housing up, and year after year, while you could buy a house and sell it 6 months later and make a profit. I had one friend who bought two condos over in probably down in Florida, And, of course, before they even completed, he'd turned them over and made a couple of $100,000. Easy money. Oh, my goodness, nothing could be as good as this. Not understanding that eventually the time was going to come to an end. Now, he was fortunate he got out, but an awful lot of people didn't get out. An awful lot of people, of course, hung in there because if you could do it with two condos, next time you could do it with four condos, and you could end up being very rich, not realizing it was a sucker trap. And because it's a false monetary system, eventually, of course, why the whole thing collapses is what it's doing now. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, certainly you're in a nice little college town. Is the economy holding out pretty well there?
Well, I believe they are beginning to see the cracks.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, Call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866.
Why, give us a call. But believe me, we've been talking, and those of you who listen to our programs regularly and heard us talking with Melody through the years, you know, we've been trying to warn people, you know, get your money out of the stock market. Get out of debt, because you never know when you're going to lose your job. And you lose your job and you've got a big loan on your house, you're going to lose your home and you're going to lose your car. And an awful lot of people are doing this. And of course, the default on the housing loans is going up. The default on the auto loans is going up. The default on credit card loans is going up. And all of these things are going to have a profound impact. And as the economy contracts, more and more people are going to be laid off, and more people are going to lose their homes. And then, of course, the price of homes continues falling. In many areas, it's down well over 25% in this last year, and I fear this may just be the beginning. How are property values holding up back there, Melody?
They've come down a little bit, but houses are still selling. So I'm assuming that they are priced properly, and so because that's, you know, what makes a house sell. There are buyers out there, and they will buy. They do look, you know, for the best deal now. It is a buyer's market. So, but I do see homes that still turning over to my surprise, and but there are a lot of them on the market, of course, and the little real estate book is of course thicker and thicker, but. They seem to be holding. They probably come down a little bit, maybe 10%, but maybe 15 at the most at this point in time. But I think they'll come down even more so in the very near future as this filters through. And it takes time. It takes time for these symptoms to work their way through to the various economies in the different areas of the country. You know, some cities will feel it a little bit quicker than others.
Well, you know, I think it's amazing as we see the stock market imploding. We've been trying to tell people this was going to happen, but they kept thinking, well, it's just a matter of time before it recovers. And yet, of course, now we see it's almost in free fall. And even with the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team, for one reason, is not intervening. And, of course, is letting the markets fall. I think our listeners have to understand that the stock markets are manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Matters. And if anybody, I should say the Working Group on Financial Markets. And if you want to look it up, go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you can look up all of these things and look up the Working Group on Financial Markets. It is the group that manipulates the stock market. And when they want you to feel good, they run the stock market up and you feel great. And when they want you to feel bad and discouraged and have this feeling of sort of hopelessness, they manipulate the price down and they let it fall and stay down. And they could intervene right now if they wanted to, and they're not doing it. So obviously they're playing games with our minds. When people understand that we're constantly being manipulated, then most of what goes on is an illusion and delusion, and we are simply the victims, and they manipulate the way we feel and our attitudes. I mean, it's very obvious to me that some people certainly are using this to elect Obama, and they're creating this tremendous, really, fear in the hearts of people, and with good reason, because, of course, when you have a group that's this powerful, that can manipulate our markets, not only here in the United States, but throughout the entire world. The stock markets of the entire world are collapsing. In fact, just this last week, they had to close the markets over in Russia. They were falling so rapidly. And of course, people have to understand, we are victims of their manipulation. And they can create the fear. They can create the elation. Right now, they're creating the fear. Why do you think they're doing it at this time in history, Melody?
In this time of history?
Right, at this point, right before the election, they could have held this off until after the election. Why are they doing it before the election? This is a question that has really intrigued me. Have any thoughts on it? And I know that's a tough question, because you didn't know I was going to ask you that.
Oh, I know. You're going to make me think.
Well, that, of course, what we're trying to do with our listeners out there, to get them to think.
I don't know. I believe the elitists are very much in tune to dates. They're very much in tune to certain periods of time. So I would think that there would have to be a sort of a relationship that degree, because I know almost everything they do, they will base it. They're very, I don't know what you want to call it, they're very, you know, the satanic is a date.
Superstitious, satanic, it all goes together, of course. Mm-hmm. But of course, I really think it has something to do with the election coming up. And I don't see any way in the world that a John McCain could possibly win unless there's another incident we're not anticipating. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we have Diane calling us, and she's a processor from Washington. Is that right, Diane? Diane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and appreciate your program very much. Thank you for taking my call.
Do you listen on a regular basis?
Yes, sir, I certainly do, and I purchase from Ready Reserve and your vitamins and so forth. I believe in what you're doing.
Well, I'm glad you're laying in supplies, because I think everybody should be making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead.
Yes, exactly. Something that's crossed my mind here, Dr. Stan, and I don't know anything about it, but it was on one of the brochures that came along with your catalog regarding the family, in quotes.
Oh, yes.
Underground.
Right.
And can you tell me what that's all about?
Well, I suspect that is a book that we've actually offering, and a four-tape series, which we haven't put together yet, but which we'll put together one of these days. It is an organization that's been around for half a century, and it works at the highest levels of our government. It is an organization that professes to be Christian, but really is not Christian in its background. And, of course, it's working to bring about a power structure where all power is in the hands of a small group of people, and they have almost unlimited funds. And there's a wonderful book we have that's written by Jeff Charlotte on the family, and we have a number of interviews with Jeff Charlotte, with Constance Cumby, with Wayne Madsen on the family, and about this group that is so secret most people have never heard of it. And yet, of course, they're the ones who put on the prayer breakfast. It used to be called the presidential prayer breakfast every year, and everybody thinks it's Christian, but it's not. So you really, if you'd like to get some of the tapes from us, why, it's a fascinating story, and the book is fascinating as well.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, anything else? Do you have a question for our guest? All right, if you don't have one, that's all right.
No, I don't actually at this time. That was what was on my mind, but I certainly will call again.
All right, God bless you, Diane.
God bless you, Doctor. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Bye-bye, and Chris. Okay,
we're... Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back here in just a moment. If you're out in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here at Radio Liberty, and Melody, and I'll try to answer your questions. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And Melody, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website out, and tell people about your work?
Thank you. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. It's a great website. There's radio programs you can listen to. They're archived on a daily basis. There's reading material, articles that you can read. And just to give you a little insight about Discount Gold and Silver and what we're all about, and how we prefer to help people by having them call us. And we treat each individual for what is in their best interest when they're looking to purchase gold and silver.
All right, well, let me, if we have Mike on the line, we'll just take Mike's call. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what is a $20 gold piece? Just a regular old $20 gold piece, nothing spectacular. Ordinarily, of course, gold closed somewhere about $890 today, $890. What would a just for my curiosity, I'm not going to buy anything right now, but what would a $20 gold piece cost at the present time?
You can purchase an uncirculated $20 gold piece for over $1,300. When you start getting into the mint state coins, after we've had this, you know, $500 and $600 increase, mint state 62s are closing in on $1,500.
Oh boy!
And it was just a month ago I was offering mint state 62 liberties for under $1,100, and they even received a free silver eagle with it. So, lots changed in you know, several weeks.
I think people have no idea that the world we live in has changed forever. And I say this not lightly. I really believe this, and believe me, I've been at this for 46 years. There are not very many people on the radio who can make that as a statement, but I've been researching these things for 46 years. And you know, you begin to see all of these things coming together, and they're working frantically to try to straighten this thing out. And what's the solution? Why more of the same things they've done all along that's created the problem? And do we really believe that the people who created the problem can solve the problem? I don't. Do you? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we've got Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Stan. I might beg to differ that the people that created the problem just might have a solution, but I don't like it, and neither do you. I've Executive Order 12803 by George Bush in 1992, infrastructure privatization. They can solve this problem by selling all the assets of the government at every level, state, federal government, local Indian tribe school district. It's listed all here in this executive order, 12803, and assets can be sold. They use the term privatization. It means a disposition or transfer of an asset from a state or local government to a private party. So the whole idea here is they can just sell literally everything is what it means. It defines assets. And it's roads and transit systems and rails, airports, waterways, really anything that is owned by any level of government can be sold for the payment of debt. You know, as you so often say, we're going into debt that there's literally no way of digging our way out of. So what happens in our case out here in the hinterlands is we go into receivership if you're a small business or some kind of institution. And so then at that point somebody owns you, and I think that the whole United States or maybe even the whole world is going to turn into a giant monopoly game someday when they're all done rolling the dice. Or do they use dice in monopoly? I forget. But when they're all done with that part, they're all going to start swapping properties, I think, and they'll build their little kingdoms that way. And once you're owned by somebody like that, I don't think they need to follow the Constitution if they don't want to. So how do you like that picture?
Well, I believe they've already, you know, sold out so much of our infrastructure, our roads. I know the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you know, has quote-unquote been leased, you know, for, I don't know, 100 years or something like that. And when I saw Governor Rendell pitch it to the legislators and so forth, it was a very disgusting display of, I don't even know what you want to call it, but I was just totally amazed. So, yeah, you know, you are right. They are selling out our infrastructure, and they sold bridges, they've sold roads, turnpikes. our banks. I mean, our banks, everything is so intermingled anymore. And this is how the foreigners are unloading their dollars, you know, to get rid of their worthless dollars. They're buying up our country.
Long-term lease is one of the mechanisms listed here for privatization.
They're buying up our water systems. They bought up not only the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike. These are things are all being bought by foreigners, and of course we will be subject to them. Of course, what they're doing, of course, is many of our major industries. Abu Dhabi is coming over and buying up lots of our banks. You know, they've already lost a lot of money, but that's all right. Money really isn't that important. They've got, the better part of $1 trillion over there. They're going to be just simply buying up our banking institutions or our manufacturing institutions. And the profits from this will not be kept here in the United States. We will simply become indentured servants of these people in foreign countries. But this is all part of the plan. The plan has always been to lower the living standards here in the United States and of course, take us into this world government. And, of course, these financiers are coming over here, the people that we've transferred the money to intentionally, purposely, and maliciously. They wouldn't allow us to develop our oil facilities and our oil fields here in the United States offshore. Both Obama and McCain are against drilling up there in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, and there's nothing up there but a few scrawny reindeer. But they don't want, of course, to have that. Why? Because they want us to send our money overseas to buy oil. I mean, this is being done very intentionally. That's why they've suppressed the information about the oil fields, the massive oil fields, surrounding Gull Island. There's two of them there. You need to get the book, The Energy Non-Crisis. They wanted to create the crisis. They've done it. The average American doesn't understand. They've been intentionally transferring our wealth overseas as part of the master plan laid out in the Earth Charter of equitable distribution of wealth between nations. It's part of a plan. They know what they're doing. Hey, anything else you want to say, Mike?
Well, one of the large aspects of this so-called bailout that we're just seeing the beginnings of is nationalization of private property.
You're absolutely right.
And so that's completely in line with this executive order.
And the government is now going to start buying up mortgages, and they're going to own the property. And they're going to go into partnership with the banks. And, of course, they've been talking about now they're going to go into partnership with the banks. What you're talking about is a fascist society.
Okay. That's Executive Order 12803. If you Google the American Presidency Project, that's one of the easiest websites I know of where you can find all sorts of government presidential documents, along with something like half of the executive orders that have ever been written. And you'll find this one there. You can find it in 4 or 5 minutes. Print that one out and put it up on your wall where you read it every day, and you'll start to see what's going on.
Thanks, Mike. And let's go to Carrie, who's calling from Live Oak. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's it going?
No complaints at all.
It's pretty wild, I think, for a lot of people, but this is, like you say, we have a spiritual battle here, and we have to stay in center with God and hold on.
Amen to that, that's for sure.
And praying and supporting each other in love.
Amen to that.
And there's been a lot, I've talked to a lot of people, there's been a lot of accidents. People are very short, even in the grocery stores and places that you go. People are just very stressed out, and we have to be remembering each other to be supportive. That's why I'm calling you tonight, to remind people to be loving and supportive to each other in this crisis.
Melody, have a comment on what is being said.
She's very correct, and not only do the people that we run into in our daily lives, but our family members. We have to remember that I'm sure most listeners have half of their families, or maybe most of their families, that didn't understand the way we do or what was happening and the time frame. So many of them are going to be at a loss, and we do need to help them, and we need to be compassionate with them because they will lose a lot. You're absolutely correct.
And if all you have is material things and you lose it, why, you feel like you've lost everything. But if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, they can't take that away from you.
Well, every loss is an opportunity for gain. In this case, it's our spiritual souls that we have a chance to gain. And, that gold and silver, although it it seems so beautiful, and it is powerful and beautiful in this world we live in. Ultimately, it's not love.
You're absolutely right, and I agree with it. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Timothy, who's calling from Springfield, Ohio. Hi, Timothy. How are you doing?
How are you, Dr. Sam?
Doing just fine.
Yes, I got a question for Melody.
Okay, go ahead.
Melody, the way the stock went down 600 and, I believe, 78 points today.
Uh-huh.
If by chance, if it continued to decline, every day, through the week, by whether it be 200, 400, you think this stock could possibly crash within 2 weeks?
That's a tough one. It doesn't seem like there's a bottom, and the next level is around 72. And so we'll just have to see how it plays out, but I think it's certainly gotten to this level a little faster than what everyone had anticipated. But I saw in the Nikkei, their market is tanking overnight. The Nikkei is down over 900 points. That's almost 11%, and they're running around 8,100. So, it's very, they're lower than we are, and we can't forget that they were once 30,000. So this can take us to anywhere, and, yes, we very well could break through 72, but we'll just have to see where it goes. If they somehow put a bottom in it, it could be temporary.
But I think you get out of debt, debt to get your money into something that will be permanent, and then, of course, remember your relationship with the Lord. That's what's important.
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, and another thing, I thought I was watching, because I watch the stock market every day. I pay very close attention to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm up from 9:30 in the morning when the bell rings to when it closed.
Uh-huh.
And as I was seeing, it went positive today, but as I hit into the afternoon, it just dramatically just went bam, 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 it started dropping.
Right.
And then, now they're wanting to do the stimulus check. Well, I hear from other radios and listen all around, that's just going to hurt us even more, because then we got to give more money to the government out of our tax.
Right.
You know, and we're paying on the tax return if it keeps on the way it is.
Well, all we can do is just wait and watch and see. We can't change it, but we can let people know it's all manipulated, it's all created, and there is a ruling elite, of course, whose dedication is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. Hey, thanks so much, and keep us appraised what you find out.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sean, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Sam. Hey, I just had a question for you on Melody. I ran across an article in the Washington Post, and it mentioned a London short-term money exchange rate.
Right.
And I was saying, I don't know, it's called Lourdes or something like that.
LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, I believe.
Yeah, LIBOR. Yeah, it's the first time I heard about that. But the funny thing was, they mentioned that that rate has not been lowered between the banks. You know, it's still the same, even though they're running around telling everyone they're dropping interest rates.
I really don't understand LIBOR. Do you understand that, Melody?
Well, they use the LIBOR rates, as far as I know. Most of those rates are used for the bank lending. And just like the AIG, they don't use our rates to set their payback. They actually use the LIBOR rates. I guess that's the international rate that they use for these bank exchanges and for these loans that are taken out. You're right. The market is setting these rates higher, even though we pull down our rates. The real market is higher. I mean, mortgage rates haven't gone lower. I mean, sure, they might drop 0.2 or 0.3 or something like that, but they certainly haven't addressed the where we are standing right now. So,
and I think the important thing to understand is that suddenly they keep lowering the interest rate here. Now it's 1.5% for the Fed discount rate. But of course, they keep lowering that because they're hoping the banks will begin to lend to one another. And the banks won't lend to one another, even at exorbitant interest rate, because everybody's frightened that they're going to lend money and they're not going to get it back. As many of the people that lent money to many of the banks, and of course, it just went down the tubes, like the people that lent money to Lehman Brothers and to Merrill Lynch. And why, Chris, they couldn't get the money out. They lost it. And then what do you do? You're faced with going down the tubes yourself. So banks are afraid to loan, and this is the big problem. And people are getting afraid to buy. People can't borrow money. This is the problem. Hey, thanks very much, Sean. Anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to mention, you know, I think, like, the, you know, like, why this is coming up before the election. I think, you know, if somebody else gets elected, you know, they're on a roll. They're going to be able to make a lot of big changes and not really get blamed for anything.
No, because the thing is, remember, Obama is a hardline socialist. Why would the people who are running our country want socialism? Because they've always wanted socialism. They financed communism and socialism since their inception because it's all a power structure. Hey, thanks so much, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go to Tony calling. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan. The LIBOR rate is the overnight lending rate between banks.
Right. And it's a European, European.
Right, and it's over 4% right now.
Right.
And that's what banks charge one another. And a lot of American homeowners, their mortgage rates are tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not helping anybody. I tuned in a little late tonight, but I don't know if you mentioned Iceland or not.
No, Iceland is on the verge of bankruptcy. Everything's just shutting down over there.
Oh, they have shut down. They are bankrupt.
Right, and of course they're borrowing something like $4 billion from Russia because they couldn't borrow it from us.
Well, they tried, but that hasn't gone through, and they've closed down their banking system. Their krona, it was linked to the euro at 120 per euro. And when they closed everything down, it was at 400 per euro. And basically now they're saying that they're going to their currency is going to be near worthless.
Well, of course, it could happen here. Hang on there for just a moment here. Okay, Tony, before you go on, I do want Melody to get out her telephone number again. Melody, would you get your telephone number out again and website?
Thank you.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us.
Silvertrading.net.
All right, fine. And let's go to quickly to Samuel, who's calling from Arizona. This is the last call. Samuel, do you have a quick question, or just about out of time?
I was not wanting to get a quick one in, but Dr. Stan, I sure enjoy listening to you and Melody every day. And I'll tell you everything that the people are not realizing, that this thing that's going on with the finances is absolutely no accident. A lot of people treat this like it's an accident. Dr. Martin Luther told us in the 1500s, the Jews and their lies and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And they even foretold it their own self. When they write the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, they tell us what their plans are.
Well, but do you know for sure who wrote that book? And you really don't, of course. It was written by the occultists to cover up the satanic forces working behind the scenes to point to the Jews. But, of course, if you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'd know the background, but I appreciate your thoughts on that. But believe me, there are an awful lot of people who were involved in this. Is George Bush a Jew? Was his dad a Jew? And, of course, the truth is it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with people who are inherently evil, who are in every race, Protestant, Catholic, and, of course, within the Jewish race itself. But thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Melody, I'm going to let you go. We're out of time. But
okay,
God bless you. We'll be talking to you real soon. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really up against a satanic conspiracy. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You could watch the story. Actually, the book came from a talk we gave. Talk is up on the internet at radioliberty.com called The Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch it. We hope you'd like you to get our video or DVD, but you can watch it for nothing up there and then get the book and get a case of the books and get them out. Understand how this fits together. Understand who wrote the protocols of the learned elders of Zion and why they did it. Because the last thing they want you to know about is that about the Gnostic religion. And the fact that, of course, there are people in the world today in key positions in government who worship a different God. Well, it's time we need, of course, to remind you we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 26th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we're bringing in Dr. Russell Blaylock, talk on medicine. We're going to have Joanna Michelson there to talk about the spirits of forces. And unless you understand the spirits of forces and the spiritual struggle, you can't understand anything going on today, and you'll be drawn into this belief, oh, it's all the Jews, or it's all the Catholics, or it's all the Masons. But you have to understand the big picture, and, of course, there's so much faulty information out there to draw you away from it. So, basically, I think you'll really enjoy Joanna Michelson, because she was a medium, and she was in contact with the other dimension, and she saw all sorts of amazing miracles before she realized it was all demonic. So, we do hope, of course, you want to hear Joanna, and then, of course, Patrick Wood will be there to talk on finances, Michael Shaw will be there to talk about sustainable development and Agenda 21. You have to understand that, and the Earth Charter, which is the mind comp from what's going on today that you're not going to hear talked about in most places. And so if you're going to come, you're going to have to get reservations. We're filling up fast, and certainly if we're going to be serving lunch, you're going to have reservations. And of course, the people at the last week, they're going to have to pay a little extra because, of course, we need to get people, if they're going to come now. And we can't even necessarily guarantee that you're going to be able to come and get in at the door. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we do hope that many of you out there will will decide to come to the all-day Radio Liberty Conference on the 26th of October. If you're coming from elsewhere, give us a call. We'll get you, tell you how to get reservations at a great motel. And pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills are looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and illusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Hammer, who was with the Federal Bureau of Investigation for many years. And, of course, he did a great deal of undercover work. In fact, his last undercover assignment was to infiltrate NAMBLA, which was, of course, the North American Boy Love Association. And, of course, well, I'm sure he's got some wonderful stories, and he has a book called The Last Undercover. Hi, Bob, are you there?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm really glad to have you with us. And how long were you with the FBI?
26 years.
Oh, well, do you sort of miss it?
You know what, I certainly miss the excitement of the face-to-face undercover meetings. Those were some interesting times. Sometimes I definitely don't miss the bureaucracy and a lot of the paperwork. But I know
just what you mean. I hate bureaucracy and paperwork. Well, speak up just a little bit louder, if you wouldn't
sure.
mind.
Uh-huh.
All right, fine. And so, basically, did you spend a lot of your time with the FBI undercover, or was it just this last period that you were in NAMBLA?
No, I was the undercover agent in 20 administratively approved undercover operations. Some of those maybe lasted a day or two, others lasted up to 3 years. So I spent quite a bit of time doing various undercover assignments.
All right, fine. Why don't you just tell us about some of them and those that you thought were the most important?
Well, I've just about done everything. I was a contract killer. I was a drug dealer. I spent 6 months at the at the racetrack investigating fixed horse races. Was a fence. I was purchasing stolen goods from organized crime figures. And, of course, the last undercover that I discuss, chronicle in the book, was my 3-year infiltration of NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Well, I certainly want to talk about that because I think it's a very important aspect of what's going on today. But did you ever get into any of the militia or the other groups of that sort, militia or the Aryan Nation organizations like that, the Christian Identity Movement?
No, I never had an opportunity to work any of those investigations. I worked the LCN, or what most people refer to as the Italian Mafia. I worked the Sicilian Mafia, Mexican Mafia, some Russian organized crime groups, and some Asian organized crime groups, but never got involved in any of the militia groups.
Well, I think that you're lucky to be alive, because some of these people, the Russian mafia, the certainly the Mexican mafia, the Italian mafia, Sicilian mafia, these people play for keeps, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I was fortunate. I was blessed. I think I had God's protective arm around me the whole time, so I was able to get in with some pretty interesting characters. That's for sure. I actually worked street gangs for 5 years as well, and bought drugs in South Central Los Angeles on more than one occasion.
And of course, did you have to wear disguises, things of that sort?
You know, never in terms of mustaches and beards or anything like that. Sometimes my hair was long, it was greasy. I dressed in dirty clothes and that type of thing. But usually what you see is what you get. I would maybe let my facial hair grow or not shave for a couple of days. It all depended on the assignment. But.
All right, were you able to live at home, or did you have to sort of leave home there for long periods of time?
No, most of the time I came home at night. There were a couple times when I'd be gone for a week or two at a time.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a minute with Bob Hamer.
Okay.
Okay, go right ahead, Bob. Go yeah. Right ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was never in a deep cover assignment for, months and months at a time. I did have an apartment for one case and stayed in it for about a month and decided, this is silly. I could go home at night and just check my mirrors, and my family was actually more important to me than the assignment. So I always put them first, and I would just always be very careful when I went home at night, taking different routes and maybe pulling off the freeway and jumping back on immediately to see if I was being followed. But that was about the extent of it.
All right, fine. Well, what would you like to tell us about the NAMBLA? Because I think this is it's very important. I don't think most people understand NAMBLA or its significance. So why don't you give us the background for our listeners out there?
NAMBLA is an underground network of pedophiles, men who are sexually attracted to boys. The group started back in the late 70s, and they really they hide behind the First Amendment. They claim that they are not advocating sex with boys, but what they are advocating is the abolition of the age of consent laws. They believe that anyone should be allowed to engage in sex with anyone else at any age as long as those people are consenting. So that's what they're claiming. As I found in my 3-year infiltration, it really was, they were just hiding behind the First Amendment, because the only thing I saw that they're interested in was trying to find boys and how to lure boys and how to avoid law enforcement interest in their activities. It's a disgusting group of men. I think what struck me is so unusual about it is I think most of us think we have that quality of discernment that we can pick out the pervert. We see the guy hanging out at the park, and we just assume the guy in the trench coat with the long greasy hair is the person that we need to be worried about. What I found was most of these men that I dealt with were very normal looking. They were high functioning individuals. We convicted a PhD psychologist. We convicted a minister, a dentist, a couple special ed school teachers. We had people that were highly functioning members of society.
And really, this is really what's so tragic about it is these people have a sexual addiction, and the. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Hamer, and Bob is telling us about his experience of infiltrating NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And of course, as Bob was saying, that basically, these are very many times intelligent people. One of them, of course, was a psychologist, and one was a dentist, and many of them were very, very successful people in the world. but they have this addiction to molest little boys. It's primarily boys, isn't it, of course?
Yeah, this group was. I mean, they were... I only met one or two, or corresponded with one or two that were sexually attracted to both boys and girls, but primarily these were all men that were sexually attracted to boys.
Well, were they primarily homosexuals as such, or were they bisexuals, or what?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Some openly declared themselves to be homosexuals. Some were married and were attracted to adult women and eight-year-old boys. Others claimed that they were only attracted to boys and didn't consider themselves homosexual because they weren't attracted to adult men.
And, of course, how did you ever get into NAMLA? I mean, this is not sort of an organization where you're sort of going to go out and say, hey, here I am, I want to join your organization and attend your meetings.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were, initially, the FBI was targeting a travel agent who operated out of Hollywood, California, and he was catering to boy lovers. They refer to themselves as boy lovers or BLs. And he was actually catering to BLs and putting together these overseas trips to Thailand. And we were targeting that particular individual. They asked me to do the undercover work. So I had to try to figure out what it was that I needed to do in order to be accepted as one of these BLs. I began doing a lot of research on the internet, talked to psychologists, talked to some law enforcement officials that had previous experience with child molesters. And during my research, I came across NAMBLA. Now, I was familiar with the organization just cursorily, but I started doing an in-depth study of it and found out that it was probably the largest organization in the world of boy lovers. It really wasn't that difficult to join. I sent in my $35 to an address on their website and actually became a member. Now, becoming a member and becoming involved is another difficult task. They annually would have a membership conference, but before they would invite you to one of these, you had to be a member. Initially, they said 3 years, and then had to be sponsored by another member. Apparently, because of my interest in the organization, you know, from an undercover perspective, they invited me after about 2 years to attend their first national conference. What happened was the case against the travel agency kind of fell apart. The U.S. Attorney's Office didn't want to prosecute on that, but because I was a member of NAMBLA, I began receiving email communications from them. And they had asked me if I'd be willing to correspond with other NAMBLA members that were in prison, sending them Christmas cards and writing to them. So we got permission from the U.S. Attorney's Office to start doing that. So I started to correspond with these imprisoned NAMBLA members. NAMBLA has a magazine, so I submitted a couple articles for their magazine, and eventually, apparently, I had passed their vetting process, and the head of NAMBLA invited me to attend the New York conference. So I'd been a member for almost 2 years when I had my first face-to-face undercover encounter with the NAMBLA members in New York.
Did you ever run into Harry Hay, or had you gone into the background of Harry Hay?
I'm familiar with him. He was not at any of the conferences that I attended.
Well, right, fine. Of course, as you know, Harry Hay had actually been a communist, and of course he left the Communist Party to organize the homosexual liberation movement, and of course he was affiliated with that. But he was actually the one who, of course, really organized the homosexual movement here in the United States, although he himself was, you know, one of the founders of NAMBLA, is my understanding. Is that correct or not?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was a member, one of the founders. I know that he was held in high regard by NAMBLA, and there were several articles about him in the magazines. I don't recall right now what his role was, but certainly he was, you know, he would probably be in the NAMBLA Hall of Fame if they had one.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, you know, the idea that a minister would actually be a pedophile, or that so many, you know, really prominent and well-educated and cultured people would become pedophiles. What do you think motivates them? Why do they do this? Why do they turn their back upon a contemporary society and upon the heterosexual relationships and embrace something like pedophilia? Did you ever figure this out as you were working with them?
Well, what I saw actually kind of came down to three things. I mean, some people claimed that they were genetically predisposed to do this. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying based upon my communications with some of these people. Some of them claimed that they were genetically predisposed. Others said that it was an acquired taste, that they just enjoyed, they worshipped the young body, and that's why they decided to become, quote, a boy lover. I think mostly what I saw, it was a power play. These men had difficulty maintaining stable sexual relationships with adults, either females or males, and when they had an opportunity to take advantage of a boy, they were in a power position and was able to exercise their sexual powers over these boys.
My understanding is, of course, that you know, there really have been a lot of people have been going over to Thailand to you know, get involved with these situations over there. Does Thailand you know, make that or encourage this practice, or is this something that it's just simply not frowned upon in Thailand as it is here, and that is a molesting of young boys?
Yeah, I've never been over there, but from what I've read and what the NAMBLA members have told me, that they actually have what they call boy bars over there. And you can go into these boy bars, and there are boys that are actually working out of the bars for sexual favors. And this is where quite a few of the men that I corresponded with, that's what they did. They'd actually travel over to Thailand. And, of course, this is what the travel agent that we were dealing with, that's what he was setting up too. And you would go into these bars, and for what they called a bar fee, they would hook you up with a young boy. We actually, the one PhD psychologist said that he was in a bar where the youngest boy that he saw working was 5 years old, and that he bragged to me that he had sex with 8 year olds. And at one time, he actually had three boys at one time. So it's young children that are working these things, that are being exploited by their parents.
Now, of course, is there comparable situations here in the United States, or is this primarily in Thailand?
I have not heard of anything like that in the United States. There may be, and I'm only speculating, there may be private clubs where this type of thing happens, but I've certainly never heard of it in the United States. Now, I know that one of the members that I dealt with, the psychologist, he used to travel to Mexico as well. You know, there have been reports of activity in India, the Philippines, Thailand, Mexico, some of the South American countries too, the poorer countries primarily, where the kids are exploited, both boys and girls.
Well, you would think that an organization that would be very, very reticent to take on somebody that they didn't know. It seems that you were able to infiltrate NAMBLA fairly readily.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, it took a while. I mean, like I said, it was almost 2 years before they actually invited me to participate in their face-to-face meetings. Up until that point, I was just a name that they had emailed, you know, that they had corresponded with me through email.
Well, how many people would attend a major NAMBLA meeting here?
They were very careful as to who they would invite. At the New York conference, there were about 35 that they invited. At the Miami conference, there were only 17 that that showed up. NAMBLA claims to have a mailing list of around 6,000 and a membership that has really been decreasing and probably is, at last we heard it was around 250 active members, and I think that number is even much less now. This particular investigation made a pretty big dent. They no longer have their general membership conferences because they've been unable to successfully prevent infiltration by law enforcement. So,
and basically, of course, how many people actually were indicted? When you were infiltrating NAMBLA?
Yeah, we took down 8 members of what they considered their inner circle.
And of course, if they only had 35 or maybe even 17, why, that was a big dent in the inner circle of NAMBLA.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And of course, so basically, would you just record your conversations with them, or would you video conference? How would you actually have the information?
Yeah, I would occasionally wear a camera. Cameras didn't last that long. I mean, the recording time, but...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Hamer right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, you go right ahead. You were saying that you would wear a camera at time, but
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My help-you-out-of-debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help-you-out-of-debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Pictures of child pornography, and he was attending a group on what was it, some sort of a Sexual Addicts Anonymous, something like that?
Yeah, he actually defined himself as being a sex addict and was attending sort of a 12-step program. Then he eventually got out of that program because it was sponsored by a religious organization, and they defined the only appropriate sexual relationship was between a married man and woman. And he told me one day that he just couldn't accept that premise for the group, so he quit attending the sexual addiction classes.
And so he actually ended up getting, a 5-year sentence for it? Because
right,
he had the pictures of child pornography. Were something he had on the Internet or what?
Yeah, federally, the minimum mandatory sentence for the possession and distribution of child pornography is 5 years.
Now, was he actually distributing the child pornography? Or?
Well, he was in the sense that he gave me a disc that had the 125 images and then and 8 videos of boys engaged in sex acts. So that was the distribution.
All right, fine. Well, how did this work? Was it one time then did you come forward and all of the people, you certainly couldn't have exposed one without exposing them all, without exposing yourself, could you? Really,
right.
How did the whole thing work as far as you were concerned? And you eventually were able to infiltrate them and certainly write letters to a lot of the people there and get to know them and then be invited to their meetings, a couple of their meetings. And so must have been very, very convincing in what you were doing to convince them that you really, of course, went along with this. But then how did this whole thing work? You were at it for, 3 years?
Right, I was undercover as part of the organization for 3 years. Now that wasn't, every day I was attending conferences or having face-to-face meetings, but I was in the organization for 3 years. When I attended the Miami conference, the second conference that I attended, it was the PhD psychologist who brought up the idea of traveling overseas to have sex with boys. We had thought that this might be an issue that would be brought up, so we actually set up a fake travel agency that we said that catered to sexual perverts. And when David Mayer, the psychologist, brought up the idea of traveling either to Mexico or Costa Rica to have sex with boys, then I eventually told him that I had a friend, an imaginary friend, but I had a friend that had been involved with a travel agent that had set up a tour down to sort of a bed and breakfast south of Ensenada, and he, thought that this would be a great idea, and that's how we lured the 7 men that they agreed to travel down to this bed and breakfast to have sex with boys. The federal statute is whoever with the intent to have sex with a child under 18 who travels in foreign or interstate commerce, that's a violation of the law. So their conspiracy, their intent to travel in foreign and interstate commerce to have sex with a boy was the violation.
And now, of course, did they actually travel, or did they just talk about it, or did they actually go ahead and book the travel arrangement?
Oh, they booked it. They paid for it. They actually showed up. We said that we had a boat that was going to pick them up, and they showed up at the dock ready for the boat to pick them up. And when they showed up, that's when we made the arrest.
Were they really rather shocked and what in their own heart of hearts, didn't they know that sooner or later they were going to be apprehended?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that they, especially, you know, David, the psychologist, he'd been doing this for a long time and had never gotten caught. And I think he was pretty shocked that this turned out to be a sting operation.
And, of course, this was a fellow that really had been it for a long time and had no concept at all. Of course, he was being, of course, set up for this. And, of course, well, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Bob Hamer. And if you have a question, give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Hamer, and Hamer, H-A-Y-M-E-R, and we're talking about his book, The Last Undercover. And so, was this the end of your tour with the FBI?
Yes, I retired 2 years ago after my 26 years, and this was one of my final cases.
All right, fine, and Chris. What is your feeling looking back on it? You know, these men, obviously, they have real personality problems that they wouldn't be involved in this. What's the solution to the problem of pedophilia?
I don't have an answer to that. I mean, these men, you're right. I mean, they had personality problems, but each of the men that I dealt with was extremely charming. I mean, they were personable. They were likable. Obviously, in order to be successful at luring boys, they had to have certain skills and persuasive skills. These weren't the type of men that broke into the bedroom in the middle of the night and abducted a child. These were what we would call persuasion predators. They had their own grooming process to try to lure children to almost, you know, the same dating process that men and women use. And there was a courting. Sometimes it would take several months. And many of the men that I dealt with, that I corresponded with, it was as important to groom the parents as it was to groom the children. They were trying to, they wanted it so that the parents trusted them. And that way, if anything did occur, then the parents, for their first reaction, would be, oh, you know, I think you misunderstood. So-and-so is really a nice person. He's a nice guy. He's active in our church, or he's a good coach, or he's a good teacher, and I think you may have just misunderstood what he said or did. So there was a lot of personable skills that each of these that I dealt with had. Now, I did correspond with some that were in prison that didn't have those type of skills, and that they just actually attacked boys.
Hold that thought here. Bob will be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Hamer, his book, The Last Undercover. Bob, where can people get copies of your book, and if they would like to read it?
Yeah, it's available at Amazon.com. It's at the major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million. I think most of the major bookstores are carrying it. If you go to my website, Bob Hamer, that's BOBHAMER.net, I have sample chapters of the book, so you can take a look at that and see if sample chapters are of interest to you.
All right, and so it's Bob Hamer, H-A-M-E-R, but it's pronounced Hamer.
Right.
All right, fine. And so if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Or here in this, if you'd like calling from outside the area, 831, I'm sorry, 800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Bob certainly has had a fascinating career in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And certainly his last assignment then was, of course, with NAMBLA. And, of course, do you think this has pretty well undermined the very fabric of this organization?
Yeah, I think we've made a pretty good dent in it. According to one member who's on the steering committee, he said that they're no longer having the general membership conferences because they just, you know, they can't protect themselves. It was actually probably the equivalent of the CFO or the CEO that invited me, and several people during the course of the investigation said that, you know, they really trusted Peter and that, you know, they knew that Peter carefully screened everyone who was invited to these meetings. Well, here he was the one that actually invited me. So I think they realized that they couldn't screen carefully enough. The members, there is still a website, and it exists, but I think it's more form over substance now. Now, that doesn't mean that the boy lover movement is dead. That doesn't mean that there still aren't a lot of men out there that are sexually attracted to boys and are seeking boys, but at least this particular organization, I think, is probably on its last leg.
Well, of course, this was really the central organization for this North American Man Boy Love Association. This was the pivotal organization for the pedophiles here, male pedophiles here in the United States. So, in that respect, why, of course, you really accomplished something. But of course, you can't stop everything that goes on. Of course, what you have to do is try to. I don't know what you're going to do, because there are people who have just a perverted outlook on life. They just have a set of values, and they are ruled by their impulses rather than by moral standards. Would you say that would be a good decent explanation of what you witnessed?
Yeah. I mean, they certainly thought differently than you and I. They tried to attribute it to Greek love, that they claim that ancient civilizations, you know, cherished the child and saw nothing wrong with having sex with children, and that it was our archaic laws and our moralistic society that had set up these artificial parameters. But certainly in the United States, we consider this to be a perversion, and it should be severely dealt with, as far as I'm concerned.
And of course, just one fellow. Now, you say one fellow got 30 years in prison. Was that Peter, or whatever happened to
him? No, the guy that got the 30 years. He was a former special ed teacher. His name was Sam Lindblad, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he had been. This was his fourth conviction, and he'd been a special ed teacher. Had lost his job after. He was had been accused of sexually assaulting a boy. Had actually just gotten out of prison. He'd done a 7-year sentence and only been out about a year when I met him at the Miami conference, and he readily agreed to go on the trip down to Mexico. So he was the one that was most severely dealt with. The other one was another steering committee member by the name of Greg Nuska out of Florida, and he had had a prior conviction, so he got 14 years.
Well, what about this other one? When you were originally this one that was a travel agency taking people over to Thailand, whatever happened to that? Is that still operating, or is that you're gone by the wayside?
No, as I understand it, it's still... travel agency is still operating. I haven't looked into it recently, but we weren't able, in essence, the guy never said the magic words, so the U.S. Attorney's Office wouldn't prosecute.
All right, fine. In fact, I remember there was actually a 60-minute documentary. I think it was on, it was more for older men, of course, wanted to have affairs with young girls there in Thailand. And because it was interesting, they had this general practitioner, a very respectable physician, who was going over there. And, of course, CBS actually ended up getting some interviews with him. One of their agents was over there posing as a part and parcel of the pedophile ring. And of course, he just talked about this very, very openly, his desires, and here it was on 60 Minutes. So, and apparently they was, no, I think maybe it was 2020, as I remember. Anyway, they certainly did a good job of exposing this whole thing. Well, certainly, what's the solution? Is there any solution at all? Are you just going to have to keep after the people individually as it becomes apparent? Or perhaps certainly be good by infiltration, hope that you can just discourage the movement, at least keep it under control?
Yeah, I think you know, we're always going to have perversion. There are always going to be people out there that kind of laugh at our mores and our social standards and our biblical standards. So, you know, we've been faced with that since the beginning of time, and it's certainly clear in the Bible that there are those type of issues and those people, and we haven't been able to resolve it since then. So, it is going to be there. You have to continue to enforce the laws. You have to continue to sentence the people appropriately, and until they realize that they're going to get caught, then I think that people are going to continue to in their perverted ways.
But here's a man, one of the men, he's just been in prison 7 years. He's been out of prison for a year, and it hasn't changed him at all, and we're going to send him back for 30 years. Obviously, this is a man who cannot be trusted to be, you know, free in society.
Well, he admitted that. He admitted it to me while I was still undercover, that he had gone through the counseling, he had had hours of counseling, and it really didn't help. In fact, it was really sickening to hear him talk, because he had never met another boy lover until he had to go to court-ordered sexual counseling or psychological counseling, and he was in with a couple dozen other sexual predators, and he met other boy lovers while he was in the sexual court-ordered counseling. And it was there that he sort of got reinforced to know that, oh, he wasn't alone, that there were people out there that thought like he did, and that it was actually okay. So the counseling didn't help him at all. In fact, it reinforced his belief that he wasn't alone. And this is what I found mostly at the conferences that I attended, that these men went there in order to sort of gain that reinforcement, to realize that there were other people out there like them, and that it really was okay, because there were people that thought like they did, and, as I said earlier, you know, high-functioning people. So that, if I had been a boy lover and I attended this conference, I met lawyers, doctors, dentists, psychologists, school teachers, it would make me think, well, gee whiz, these people are highly educated and they believe this way, that maybe there isn't anything wrong with me and it is okay. And if we can ever enlighten society, then maybe we will have an alternative acceptable lifestyle.
Well, of course, this was really the message of Alfred Kinsey. You know, he was in his books, in his lectures, in his studies, everything he published, which is, was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, was pushing this idea that a pedophilia was perfectly all right. In fact, the only real problem was because people made such a big issue out of it. And, of course, Kinsey himself was a homosexual, a pervert, and a pedophile, or worked very closely with pedophiles. So I mean, but here's a man who's been honored by our highest, some of our key, institutions of learning, Kinsey. Kinsey was really the, in many ways, tried to legitimize a pedophilia.
Well, and clearly, as I point out in the book, numerous people at the conferences all took the belief that the boy lover movement is at the stage that, say, the gay liberation movement was in the 60s, and that they honestly believe that within a couple decades that this will be an acceptable lifestyle. And that's where they're hoping to go.
Okay, so I'm sure they're already talking about the practices that existed in ancient Sparta. And, of course, there, of course, pedophilia was part and parcel of the lifestyle. But, I mean, what happened to ancient Sparta? Well, of course, it went right down. It was destroyed. The immorality, of course, played a part in the destruction of Sparta. And, of course, I think any society that's ever embraced this sort of thing and turned its back against God has eventually been destroyed. I'm sure they must have talked about the ancient Greek philosophy and their attitude towards pedophilia.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of talk about that and how if it was good enough for the ancient Greeks, then it should be good enough for us. And
we ought to know what happened to the ancient Greeks. They never want to talk about that. And then of course, what about Kinsey? Was he, of course, really honored by these perverts?
It was never brought up. Never any discussion in any of the conferences that I attended or in any of the magazine articles that I read. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that privately or publicly that they said this. I just never heard them actually discussing it.
What about their magazine, Chris? Did you subscribe to the magazine? Did you write? You said you wrote articles for the magazine?
Yeah, no, it was part of my membership, so I would receive their magazine. It wasn't the most regular magazine. I mean, it didn't come out every month, but it seemed like it was whenever they put together enough articles, they would publish it. But yeah, I did. I wrote for it and submitted a couple articles, and it was actually published in the magazine with some of the things that I wrote.
All right, fine. Well, of course, as you get into all of this sort of thing, it really is so detestable, at least as far as I'm concerned. I spent many years studying the homosexual lifestyle, subscribed to their magazines, and, of course, read them on a regular basis. And pretty soon, it just begins to have a psychological impact on you. At least it did on me. What are your thoughts? Did you have this sort of same repulsion towards them?
Oh, I was totally repulsed by them and disgusted, and it was almost all I could do was to keep from just reaching across the table and strangling them.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Anyway, we've got Mike calling in from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question or comment?
I have a comment, and it's related to NAMBLA, though not per se about NAMBLA. Out in across our country in the New Age movement, they call it the neo-pagan movement, all these little isms and cults we have growing up around, all woven through our society, there's a common belief, I'm just speaking in a general sense now, a common belief that children, when they're young, are sexual creatures and they should be having sex. And not just heterosexual, but homosexual. The idea being that they should be able to love anybody equally, whether it's male or female, and so it's really a bisexual orientation. This is more prevalent than most people will ever know, and you can of course look in Yellow Pages and magazines where they advertise that you find in bookstores, and I'm not saying they're all participating in this thing, but that is one of the underlying philosophies throughout the neo-pagan movement. And one reason they hate Christianity is because we are repressing their ideas and thereby repressing their children, so their children won't grow up with a healthy sexual outlook, so we say. And so they, of course, want to keep it done in secret. But it starts a lot of times with the parents.
All right. Well, let's get Bob. Do you see that there was any pagan, you know, ideology behind some of these people that you ran into, as Mike is suggesting?
You know, Mike, that's an interesting comment, and I didn't see in terms of New Age or paganism, but what the philosophy of the boy lover was that boys are by nature hunters and gatherers, and girls are by nature nurturers. And strangely enough, these men thought that it was wrong to have sex with little girls, but thought that it was proper to have sex with boys because they were hunters and gatherers, that they were explorers. And their philosophy was, we will help these boys to explore their sexual identity. So, and you were right in terms of the consent issue. They believe that as long as it is a consenting relationship, that it shouldn't be outlawed by law. Now, their idea of consent is probably different than you and I would define consent. Theirs was almost a do no harm, so that if you're not really physically hurting the child, then that is consent. And you know, this is disgusting, but I actually sat through a lecture where they were talking about that it was because little boys, you know, 18-month-old little boys tend to play with themselves, that it would be okay to have oral sex on an 18-month-old because that would really be bringing pleasure to the child. So therefore, it was consensual. Consent means bring no harm. It doesn't mean where someone actually nods in agreement.
Well, of course, this whole thing is just so the opposite to everything we believe. And of course, but I do believe there it probably is some spiritual element to it, whether expressed or implied. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, thanks very much, Mike.
Okay.
Well, Mike, you've got 3 minutes.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Like they've done a pretty good job of at least shutting down the organization. There'll always be the people there with the sexual addictions, but of course they have to realize that in an organized society, why of course one of the major functions of a society is to protect children, and these men do not want to protect children; they want to prey on them. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Quite frankly, we need your help. If you agree that there's a problem out there and you'd like to help us and you think that we have a significant message, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You'll get our newsletter and you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. Or you can simply subscribe to our newsletter. It's not that expensive. Or you can get some of our products if you can. Of course, we want to remind everybody out there in the listening audience about our all-day conference on the 26th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're bringing in speakers from across the country. Dr. Blaylock will be there to talk on medicine, Joanna Michelson to talk about the supernatural, and, of course, the supernatural battle that's going on that she witnessed from the other side. And then, of course, Patrick Wood will be there to talk about finances. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not made your finances arrangements for what lies ahead, do not put it off, because certainly we are in from some very difficult problems. My wife mentioned today that I should talk to some woman who said they've been listening for a number of years. I don't think we've ever been in contact with them before, but how much she appreciated, because they've been listening to what we said, they've been heeding our warnings, and they've been preparing for the times we are in right today. Probably the most dangerous times for the survival of our nation since its inception, because you destroy a nation, a currency, you destroy the nation. And Iceland is going down, other nations are going down, and it's exactly as Zimbabwe is going down. And remember, we install the government in Zimbabwe where today they have 10 million% inflation a year. 10 million% inflation a year. That's the government we put there. People say it could never happen here, and I'd like to ask, why not? If it's good enough for Zimbabwe and we put the government in, why would you say it couldn't happen here? Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what lies ahead. Hope and pray that things never get as bad here as they are in Zimbabwe, but we're in for a terrible time. And so you need to know about what is going to lie ahead financially, and at least make the preparations as best you can. And so we do hope many of you out there will sign up for our all-day conference. You're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. And of course, we're filling up very, very nicely. And I think hopefully before long we'll be completely full. But if you want to come, you cannot come at the last minute because we have to have reservations for the chef. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR because we are under attack today. So then, of course, we ask you, of course, to understand the behind everything going on, the things we talk about behind the pedophilia, behind what's going on financially, what's going on culturally, what's going on ideologically, what's going on in our educational institutions, yes, what's even what's going on within the medical.